Hey guys,
it's Jules
and Michelle.
We are here for our first episode. We're super excited to have you guys listening in.
So excited. We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for listening.
Happy Tuesday and happy Taco Tuesday to all of you guys out there that are celebrating.
Partying it up, having some margaritas, some steak tacos. Oh my God, it sounds so good.
Where are your favorite tacos from?
Camino, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down in Delaware.
I feel like mine are from, just found out last weekend. Like, those are my favorite.
Those are pretty good, too. Actually, the tacos at, what's that place called? Grandview Public Market.
I went there once.
Their tacos are actually very fire.
I'll have to check that out.
Sorry, guys.
We digress. We just had to, give you guys some insight on good taco places.
Once you talk about food, I mean,
it's a lost cause. But my birthday did just pass last month, so I want to touch on that. And I want to tell you guys some stories that happened, but, some things I just don't know if we can delve into them. What do you think, Michelle?
I mean, we can try. If we get reported, blocked on this
demonetized
app, yeah. Whatever.
It's fine. We're just going to tell you guys, the raw truth of what happens when we go out partying. It gets a little crazy sometimes, but it was my 25th, so it was a pretty big milestone. And we went to this super fancy place. Michelle, would you like to touch on that first?
Oh, man. We dropped a lot of fucking money at this place, let me tell you. But it was super fancy. It was on Palm Beach Island. I mean, that itself should say a lot. But it was good food. I mean, it was decent.
Yeah, it definitely was good food. But the amount of people I had about 25 people that showed up for my birthday. And the amount everyone spent individually was, I think, 100 to 160 per person, which is insane. But, whoever actually showed up, I really appreciate them, because I know that's not something, easy to do, especially our age. Like, some people are either still in school or, working, but not really in their career making that much money. So I really appreciate everyone that
AKA
was...
AKA me.
AKA Michelle.
But... I mean, if you're Julie's friend, you know what you're getting yourself into. You're going to have some expensive nights with this bougie gal.
Yeah, you're going to have to splurge a little bit. I definitely do like doing nice things, but one of my closest guy friends said to me, the nicest compliment I've heard was, he looked around the room of everyone that I invited to my birthday, and he was like, honestly, you don't discriminate against anyone, and... you're friends with people no matter their background or no matter their income. And he's like, I love most about you, which is true. I honestly don't, discriminate against anyone at all or look down on anyone for how much they make. Or I just love them as a person. If you have a good heart and I connect with you, then I think that's the most valuable thing you
can
have in life.
That's literally why we're friends, because clearly I can't meet you at your financial level, so...
But yeah, I know Michelle and I clicked right away. She was actually the one that, did you mentor me or train? She trained me.
I taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, we used to work in the healthcare industry and she trained me.
Recruiters though, not like in the actual healthcare.
Oh yeah, we weren't like doctors or anything like that. We were recruiters, we worked in the sales industry. And she trained me and I just caught on to everything right away. I did really well, which was interesting. I never really knew I had that ability. And it was just very draining. Our hours we worked were 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. So,
yeah, started at 7 a.m. That should be illegal.
We had to be there. And if we walked in at 6:59 or 7 on the dot,
that's late.
Yeah, our meetings would start by then. You had to be there. So, it was crazy. But
don't miss that job. Hell no.
I learned a lot from that job, though. I definitely did. I was there for over a year and a half, and yeah, I don't know. It was interesting, but...
Anyways, I am so glad that I left that job after 3 months. My job now it's great. I mean, my company is amazing, so yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going back to school
yes,
starting February 17th.
This is really exciting.
We just found out yesterday that she got accepted, so we're very excited.
Yeah, so I'm going back for my master's. I'm going to go for marketing, and I'm going to delve into real estate as well and see how it goes, you know?
Making boss moves.
Making some more boss moves.
Okay.
I'm trying to be my own boss instead of working for people because it's just... I don't know. Women in the workplace now, whoever's listening,
God, don't get me started.
Yeah. Whatever girls that are listening out there, you know, if you work in a predominantly male industry, you can tell that you're not treated equally at all.
And it's 2020 and it's still like just horrible how badly women get treated.
It really is. And in the company I worked for, it was just predominantly men that were working in my group, especially. Yeah, it's sales and I don't know, I guess healthcare also. For some reason, there's more guys in your industry right now. There's more guys too.
Well, I work in telecom, so yeah.
Yeah, and now it's like all guys. But when I worked there, I was promoted to manager and I was the only woman manager there. And basically the guys would just get treated way differently than I did. They would get different accommodations. They could get like laptops and they would get just, I don't even know, things that I didn't get, they would get, and just really wasn't fair. And they just treated me that way just because I'm not a guy.
Whatever, we're better. They're just jealous.
Definitely, I agree.
But anyways, so it's February, new month, new goals. I mean, we're basically restarting 2020 because I know January was a drag. Besides your birthday, Julie.
Thank you.
January was a fucking drag, okay? It took forever. But new month, back on it, back on our New Year's resolutions. Julie's actually been going pretty hard at the gym already this week. I'm proud of you.
Yes, I went to Bar this morning. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it basically focuses on your glutes and your legs as well as your core. So I felt like I was going to throw up today, to be completely honest, but no one else showed up to the class this morning. So the gym that I go to, I basically had a personal trainer this morning. So he worked me even harder than usual. And I was just doing squats and planks and weights and just everything. It was just a lot. But it was definitely a good workout. And then after that, I went for a run with my new puppy, Balenci. So I'm trying to get back and, you know, get back to my old bod when I used to cheer. And hopefully 2020 will be a big year for us, you know?
Hopefully. I've been slacking. I'm not even going to lie. I started January off really good. I was going to the gym before work, which is early as fuck, like waking up at like 5 a.m. to go to the gym. Very proud of myself, but your girl gets busy and my sleep schedule gets all fucked up. So it's hard, but we're going to get back on it. Like I said, this is our do-over.
We're brand new. Oh, should we bring up this weekend what we did?
Oh my god.
So it was Super Bowl weekend, but we also had a little fun detour before we went to our Super Bowl party on Sunday.
Dangerous detour.
Yeah, so it was myself and Michelle and one of our friends, our old co-workers that worked with us at the company we were just talking about. And we're just, you know, taking a casual walk. I live on the Intercoastal, so we're walking my puppy, Balenci, and this guy comes up and approaches me, and I'd say he's in his, what, would you say late 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, in his late 60s, and he's like, hey, do you want to come on my yacht? And I'm just laughing it off. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, like thinking he's joking. He's like, no, I'm serious. Like, come on my yacht. My yacht is docked right here. Like, you girls can all come. And I was like, oh, you know, we have my puppy. I don't know. So I looked at Michelle and our other friend and I said, should we do it? Like, this is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's like so random. But mind you, none of us had our phones on us. All of our phones were charging back at my house because we were just taking a quick walk and we didn't expect to be going on a yacht.
But of course, that didn't scare Julie from not going on. She was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, what do we have to lose? You might as well try it out.
Our lives? Like, what do you mean? What do we have to lose?
I know, but I don't know. For some reason, I just felt like there were so many people out. It wasn't like it was nighttime. Like, a bunch of people saw us getting on the yacht, so it wasn't, like, a big deal, you know? Like, they could vouch for us. They could be like, oh, these three girls.
Yes,
like,
yeah. Okay, I mean, we're alive, so whatever.
Yeah, we made it. So we get on, and Michelle's
first of
like...
First of all, it's not a fucking yacht.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, it's a boat. It's not a yacht.
It's like this mini little boat, but the name of it is called My Yacht.
So, of course, he's like, yeah, that's how I get the girls to come with me, because I say, come on my yacht.
And it works. Like, that's how he got Julie.
Yeah. So, so we're, you know, enjoying the nice boat ride. It's a little bit...
The day was gorgeous.
It was so gorgeous, beautiful.
Oh my God.
Honestly, best day ever. And we're just, you know, cruising, and the guy just keeps saying stuff to me. He's like, hey, Jules, how do you feel about getting spoiled? And I'm like, oh.
Mind you, Julie has like her Gucci belt on, her shoes, you know, all her bling. So.
I wasn't even wearing my Gucci belt. All I had on was all black outfit.
You had a belt on. Did you take it off?
It wasn't Gucci, though. It was just
I thought it was a Gucci belt.
It was from Aldo when we went shopping.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I was just, you know, I was just casual for me. I was in flip-flops and a vegan leather.
Oh, you didn't
leather.
Have your Gucci shoes on. I didn't.
I'm telling you, I was super low-key.
Oh.
So I was in my vegan leather jacket.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mind you, we brunched before that. So
yeah, we're a little
Michelle
lit.
May have been a little lit.
Yeah. So I'm in my vegan leather jacket. I said it like 3 times. My just, you know, regular Aldo belt, all black. We had a photo shoot that morning. I don't think I even had my hat on. Did I? No.
No, we took off our hats.
So just casual, like whatever. And he's like, this sugar daddy, we're going to call him, says to me, so Jules, how do you feel about being spoiled? I have this house in Aspen and I'd love to take you skiing this month. And so me being, you know, basically out on his boat with my 2 girlfriends, I'm like, yeah, you know, that sounds great. I'd love it. But I was definitely low-key scared because I'm like, this man is older than my father.
She was chilling, drinking a beer that they offered her.
Yeah,
me and our other friend are like freaking out, like thinking we're about to die.
Our other friend's like, I will fight someone. I will kill someone.
She really would, though. She's a badass.
Yeah,
love
I
her.
Also felt safe because she was with us, too.
Honestly, no. Yeah, I trust her with my life for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I felt fine. And so Michelle's like, okay, we have a Super Bowl party to get to, so can you, you know, go a little bit faster? That's ridiculous. Like, completely ungrateful for this opportunity. And he's like, oh, you're feisty, aren't you? So
we start
speeding, going like, what, 50 miles
an
hour?
Yeah, 50 miles.
So
on a
fast.
Boat in the water is pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. So I had clip-in extensions in. So I'm looking at Michelle. I'm like, my weave's going to fall out any second. So she's like, faster. So he's like, the sugar daddy creepily says to Michelle.
Oh my God, yeah. He was like, oh yeah, you like that? You like that when I go fast?
And
huh?
I was like vomiting. So we keep going. He's like showing
us. Oh, sorry,
us.
But mind you, they said, it was 2 guys, they said that it would be like a 10-minute ride.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a good 20 at least. And when you're on a boat with your dead phones or like no phones
at all.
Like, we were freaking out. Like, all right, this is taking longer than 10 minutes. Clearly, we're going to die.
Yeah, so we're like driving by these huge yachts. And they're like, oh, those yachts are worth like $15 million, $20 million. I'm like, oh, damn, that's nice. We keep going and we kind of get into like, I feel like we're out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, all right, is your house coming up soon? So we pull up to this nice house. This guy had his own like private beach. It was like sand, chairs, and like palm trees right on the intercoastal. And so we get out and he's like, come on in, like, let me give you a tour. And Michelle's like, no, we really have to go. And our other friend's like, yeah, we can't be here. Like, you need to call us an Uber. And so beforehand, they told us they'd call us an Uber anyway, because obviously we also didn't have our phones.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, you know, like, we need to go. And he's like, the sugar daddy, I'll call him sugar daddy.
I can't wait for our parents to hear this podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So the sugar daddy says to me, so tell me, like, do you still want to be spoiled? Because, you know, I could take you shopping, I can get you all these nice things, and I'd just love to take care of you, like, you won't have to work anymore. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, this is scary. Like, I just don't know. And then he goes in
but
for...
But she really thought about it.
I thought about it, and I'll tell you why I thought about it. But so then this guy asked me for a kiss, and I'm like, no, that's okay. And he's like a peck. Just give me a kiss on the lips. So I was like,
gross.
I don't think that's a good idea. So he hugs me and kisses me, gives me a kiss on the forehead. I'm like, all right, we got to go. Our Uber driver, like, drives up. I'm like, thank God. This man, this sugar daddy, slips me a $100 bill and says, go buy yourself something nice tonight. It was so nice hanging out with you. So I don't say anything. I keep my mouth zipped. I'm like, thanks, like, have a good day, whatever. We get in the Uber and I look at my friend and Michelle and I'm like, bitches, I just made $100. So Michelle's like, great, you're gonna be buying the drinks and snacks for us tonight. And I was like, I earned this. She's like, what did you do to earn this?
She literally did nothing. We all, first of all three of us risked our lives. So we should have split that evenly.
Yeah, right.
But anyways.
So anyways, that was our adventure this weekend. And then we finally did end up making it to the Super Bowl party. Yes. You can touch on that.
It was super fun. We went to one of our friends' beach house or condo. We had a little like bonfire. We made some s'mores. They made burgers, hot dogs. We had like a TV outside on the beach, which is pretty dope.
I don't know
who brought out that huge ass heavy TV, but good shit.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So that was super fun. And then obviously the halftime show, I mean, come on.
Incredible.
And I'm pretty sure that's why Julie started going to the gym this week, because of the halftime show.
They're like 50 or in their 40s, right?
Yeah.
J-Lo's
in her
50s.
Yeah, and Shakira's in her 40s.
Insane.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, J-Lo started pulling stripper moves out because of the movie she was in, Hustler.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
Like, ooh. Like, she looked amazing. They both looked incredible. And then Shakira did that weird tongue thing.
Oh, my God. The memes are so fucking
everywhere.
Funny.
And then the Chiefs won. Woo. I really don't care, but whatever.
I didn't even know who was playing until we got to the party.
Yeah, I don't really like care about that stuff. I mean, I used to cheer for football, but I honestly like basketball way better. But I don't know if any of you saw the tweet that Trump tweeted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, how he thought that Kansas City was in Kansas instead of Missouri. And he tried to delete the tweet super quickly so no one could see it, but a bunch of people had already screenshotted it and just called him out. And they were like, our president doesn't even know the United States of America. So that was interesting. Also, the Super Bowl is like the biggest American sport, I think, of the year, every year.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
That's our president for you.
Yeah, but we won't even get into politics on
this. Oh, no. We will never get into politics on this podcast. No.
But yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, enough about this weekend and Trump. I mean, whatever. Let's talk about something more interesting like Valentine's Day.
Woo! So I'm only excited for Valentine's Day because it's my dad's 60th birthday. But I know for everyone else out there, you know, we got some Valentine loves.
That must be nice. I don't know what that's like.
Well, dating for me has been interesting lately. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know all the things that I've gone through lately.
Don't know. Our listeners don't know.
Yeah, but you guys don't know. So, I mean, basically, I was in a relationship that was pretty toxic for 5 years. And recently, I've just been dating, but it's either one extreme or the other. I can go from these guys that are, like, ready to get married and have a relationship the second they meet me, but they don't actually get to know me. They're kind of just, like, I don't know, puppy love, I guess. They just, like, will come up to me and just be like, I love you so much. And then they'll tell Michelle and some of my girlfriends, like, how much they care about me and how much they love me. But you've known me for less than a week. How can you actually know who I am and, like, what I stand for and all of that? I just don't think it makes sense.
I think they just want to tell you what you want to hear type of thing, you know, in the beginning.
But in a sense, it's like, I don't want to hear that early on, especially it kind of scares me off.
No, for sure. I mean, if someone told me that they love me after like 2 weeks of hanging out with me, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
Like, you're psycho.
It's just creepy. And I had this guy, for example, that just like showed up to my house the other day and we were having a girls' night, a wine night. And he like pulled aside my friend that was with us and then Michelle. And he was just talking to them one-on-one and being like, what can I do for Julie to like me? Like, I just like her so much. And like, what did you say that you even said back to him?
I honestly don't even remember at this point. I was just telling him that he needs to, because he was also though, he kept like kind of blowing you off too. Like he would say he wanted to hang out with you, but then he would never like actually show up. Oh, I thought he was fake. Remember? I thought you were like making up this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Julie kept telling me about this guy and I can't say his name. But, and, like, every time we would go out, she'd be like, oh, yeah, he's meeting us out there. And I'm like, okay, cool. And, you know, like, this happened multiple times, and he would always end up not showing up. So I was like, what the heck? So when I finally met him, he, like, confessed his love to me about Julie or whatever.
And I'm just like, I was really confused. Like, what? Like, this is my first time meeting you. And apparently you're like in love with my best friend now. That makes no sense. But I was just telling him, like, look, you need to make it known, like, make an effort. Like, if you wanted to, you know, hang out with us and, you know, be with Julie, like, you'd show up. I don't care what you have going on. Or, like, don't say that you're going to show up and then you're not. Like, you're not going to text her back for hours until the next day. Like, it was just very sketch.
Yeah, and there would be situations, too, where we were out at a club and he would be like, oh, I'm here. But then he would text me that he was here hours later. So it was just weird. Like, it's just...
That's what I don't... So it's like, they will show that they're, like, obsessed with you and all this. But at the same time, they'll, like, ghost you, too.
Yeah, they don't put in the correct effort. It's just, like, weird. Like, guys are just...
I don't know if it's just us, but...
I don't know. Because it's been, like... since my past relationship of, like, years, I've been with... Not sexually, but I've been dating, like,
she's
on dates.
She's been hoeing around.
No, I've been with... Not sexually, but been with, like, dated a bunch of guys. I would say... Not even kidding. Not even kidding at all. Like, over 40.
Ho, ho, ho.
And that's not... Like, I'm not saying I've done anything with them. Like, anything like that. But I have gone on that many dates. And some of the experiences I've been through are just insane. Like I said, like, some of them are just really creepy and, like, want to be in a relationship. But some of them are just, like, trying to hook up and just basically smash and dash.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them, yeah, a lot of them are... douchebags too. Like, they just, I think it's just, it always goes back to the whole ghosting thing. Like, they just end up doing whatever they want and then they come back to you though.
Oh,
and then,
that's the worst.
Like,
yeah.
Everything's okay and it's like, wait a minute, like, what do you can't just, you know, pick up and just, like, continue what we had when you clearly, like, were doing your own thing for a while. Like, you can't, I don't know, just makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense, and it's the worst, especially now where I moved to. It's a smaller town because I just moved from Miami, and I just see the guys that I've gone on dates with, because I usually meet them when I'm out. Some of them I met at work, which is a whole nother story.
Oh,
but
God. Don't ever, you should know. That's like the number one rule. Do not mess with anyone from your job. Like, that's just gonna make things so awkward.
Yeah, that wasn't a good decision on multiple occasions. But yeah, the guys that I meet out, I'll see them out when I'm at a club or if I'm at a bar.
Julie, I'm sorry, Sider. Julie puts me in, like, the most awkward situations. And this has happened multiple times, but we'll go out. It's me and our girls.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll invite a guy friend that she's talking to. And then another guy friend that she's talking to at the same time. So here we are, one big group with two guys that Julie's, like, hooking up with or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
And then we'll go out to a club and then see another guy that she was previously hooking up with. And now we're in this whole trio of this, like, Julie fucking sandwich going on or what fucking ever you want to call it. It's just... It's very awkward.
And it's just insane because you'd think if, like, that many people, I would finally find someone that, like, I genuinely like and genuinely care about. And I just, I don't know.
I personally think, though, like, if the more you look for it, like, the more harder it's going to be. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just think you need to let
true.
It come to you, you know?
But sometimes, like, I will let it come to me where I'll just be out and it'll, like, organically happen where they'll come up to me and they'll be like, hey, like, whatever, let me hang out with you guys. And then we just start to get to talking about our past or, like, I don't know, like, having, like, heart-to-hearts at a bar, and then all of a sudden it just ends up, I don't know, I lose interest very quickly, or it's the opposite where they just stop talking to me.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going out
looking for
Yeah, like, already in the back of your mind, like, oh, like, okay, like, scoping out the place, like, okay, who's gonna buy me a drink, who's gonna be my next target, type of thing.
No, you're right. I definitely do go out. I mean, I would just stay at home if I wasn't interested in anyone, but lately I've been going out and people have been interested in me and I'm just not feeling it. Like, I haven't been texting people back, I haven't really been answering guys' calls, because I really want to find someone that's, like, genuine and that's stable and
But that's
has
what I'm saying. So, like,
knows.
And totally, you should find someone like that. But the more you want it and the more you look out for it, even if it's in the back of your mind, like, it's going to be even harder to find, type of thing. But
that's
who
true.
The fuck am I to talk? Because...
No, you're
but
right.
But, like, I don't even look for it and I'm still here suffering, so...
Yeah, but you recently have gone through a lot. Like, you were with someone for a while. So, it's a little bit harder to bounce back that quickly. Like, I know...
That's true.
It took me some time to go on dates still.
We weren't even officially together, by the way. But it was a while, for sure.
I mean, yeah. You guys were for a little while, and then you weren't.
And then we were, and then we weren't, and then we were, and then we weren't.
It's just too much. But, yeah. I mean, from the start, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I won't hate on you, like, so it's fine.
Oh, man, you guys, if you guys knew the whole story, oh, you would yell at me. All my friends yell at me because it's true. Why put up with someone who is so back and forth with you? But in my case, and maybe I'm crazy for defending him, which I feel like I always do, is that, I mean, I was very unclear about stuff, too, like, if I even wanted to, like, officially, you know, be in a relationship with this person. Like, we both kind of just agreed to keep it casual. And we just went with the flow. And we never, like, had serious conversations. And we just had a good time together. And that was it. And so, I don't know. I can't put all the blame on him. Am I crazy?
I mean, I don't know. I've just seen Michelle go back so many times after, like, she said she wouldn't, but I mean, you love someone. Yeah, I completely understand because I've, you know, been in that situation many times where I've just kept going back and back when I knew it wasn't right, but love is blind and you legit can see something in front of your face or, like, read a text message or see something that you don't want to see and then you just try to push it down and be like, no, that didn't happen. They love me. Like, they want to be with me. They don't even like that person, but... I've realized now, like, I'm not gonna put up with that anymore, and I've gotten way more mature, and, like, I know my self-worth now, especially just turning 25, like, being halfway to 30, it is a big deal, where you have to know, like, the next person I date, I'm not gonna date them for 2 years, and then be 27, and then, you know, just chill, and keep dating around and around and around, like, the next person I want to definitely settle down with, get married, start a family, and make sure that we're both established in a career. Like, I'm not just gonna have a baby and not have money and a place to live. And yeah, so that's what I'm focusing on.
Any interested bachelors out there? Hit us up.
Oh god.
Or hit Julie up.
Please don't. I can't be swarmed with all these weird
definitely
people.
Another one of my 2020 goals is this exact situation too. Like, I don't even want to bother with guys this year. Like, I just want to do my own thing. Like, I want to get this podcast going with you. I want to focus on, you know, just myself, you know, going to the gym, getting my priorities straight. I want to buy a house this year. Like, I'm trying to make moves. Like, ain't no more time going back and forth with guys all year and going out there and looking for something that's just going to end up bad.
Yeah, I completely agree, and we have to make sure that we find someone that's on the same level, where they want the same things, like you're saying.
For
like,
sure.
They need to be established themselves. Like, you need to find out who you are by, like, working out, by, like you said, buying a house, by doing all the things that are for yourself before you can love someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. Some of these guys don't love themselves or know themselves, and they just jump into relationship. And it's like, there's no way you can be in love with someone and live with someone and all this and then all of a sudden break up and then just do it again and then move in with someone and love someone, and it's like, that makes no sense.
You can't do that multiple times. That's insane. Yeah. And I think you make a good point with that, because you hear a lot of girls talking about self-care and, you know, working on themselves. You don't ever really hear guys talking about
it because they don't want to really express their emotions. They kind of just break up, next, but you have to have time to process and be alone with yourself. And that's like what I realized too, because in my past relationship, my ex always just said, like, oh, you're not happy with yourself, you're not this and this, like, you wouldn't like being alone. But it's so funny because I've been alone for years, and in the sense, not that I couldn't get someone, because I've had multiple guys want to be in a relationship, but that I need to focus on myself and be alone. Whereas he just kind of jumped into another relationship, and I don't think he's ever been alone, and he doesn't really know himself and his self-worth. And you can't really, I don't think, love someone until you've really been alone for a while and been alone with your thoughts, which is scary, obviously. Been alone with yourself as a human, living alone, sleeping alone, all of that I have to do on my own. It's made me grow, like, so much. And I think people need that. If you're in a relationship for that long, you have to have that time apart and being by yourself, which means nothing serious. Like, yeah, I'll go on dates and meet guys, but that's not me being, like, in love.
Yeah. No, I agree, because I was also in a relationship a while ago that was like, I don't know, maybe like 2.5 years with this, you know, not so sane guy is what I'll say and leave it at that. And then I went on to this next guy that we were just talking about. And even though we've been on and off, so I've had my few months where I'm alone and I'm doing my own thing, I haven't had like an actual like long span of just like solely focusing on me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though it's like still kind of like fresh and I'm hurt about the past, you know, relationship that just ended and I'm still trying to heal from that. I mean, I'm definitely, I guess, thankful the way things went down, because I guess it's meant to be for me to just be on my own and figure stuff out. Like, that's just the way it's meant to work out.
And I just met with one of my friends last night for dinner, and I've known her since I was 3 years old. And she was saying she went to church, and the pastor is saying that everything is in God's time. And God does have a plan for us. So, like you said, I could go out and be searching and be like, oh my gosh, I need the perfect guy and I want to get married and do this and this. And my friends are all getting married and engaged and having kids. But God's plan and God's time for me is right now to really just focus and know who I am as a person first and be emotionally and physically healthy before I can, like, delve into anything. And that's just it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. No, this is some good stuff.
Yeah, so that's how we feel. But definitely, like, let us know. We're going to attach our Instagram that we made. It's at Jules and Michelle. JulzMichelle.
Two L's, baby.
Two L's. And definitely send us, like, any questions you have or anything you want us to discuss.
Yes, we also want to know, we wanted to talk about more about Valentine's Day, but we kind of want to hear from you guys, any past experiences, funny experiences, you know, what do you have going on this year? Just let us know so we can talk about it on our next podcast.
Yeah, and we have a few special guests coming up as well, so definitely tune in. We have a few really cool people locally that have businesses here and people that we just think are great people, like, emotionally and have really good backstories, and it's just going to be really interesting. So definitely keep listening in. And yeah, we'll keep you updated.
Yep. Thanks so much, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.